I know it's been a minute. That's an understatement to say the least. But I'm here. And before we get into reading the rest of this book, which is going to be the book Stuffed that I was previously reading to you by Sylvia Morrow, I think that this is going to be part three. I think I already did part one and part two. I'm not going to lie, I don't remember the main characters' names, but I do remember the ending of the chapter I left off at because it was that memorable. So if you are new to this book and you never heard me read the previous parts, you might want to go back and listen because this is one of those books where you're going to be very confused, most likely, if you don't go back and listen to the previous parts. Anyway, though, before I get into that, very quickly, I want to keep this short, sweet, simple, and to the point. I know I've been gone for months. I think that was the longest I haven't posted on here. I wasn't trying to be negligent. I wasn't trying to, you know, do anything of the sort, but sometimes people have to do what they have to do, and it doesn't mean that you matter any less. I appreciate all the kind messages and comments on here, on YouTube, the support as well, like you still being here and choosing to not just like emotionally and verbally support through kind comments and messages, but also financially, especially when I haven't posted in so long. I really do appreciate it. This is probably a little bit lackluster, but I don't know. I know that people probably want maybe explanations or reasoning behind things, but all I can say is that I have my reasons for everything I do and don't do, and I'm not trying to sound all ominous, but you know, I'd rather just keep those reasons to myself, and I hope that you can understand and kind of respect that. But yeah, so truly thank you for being here. Whether you're new or you've been here for a while or you come and you go, I've always said that I really appreciate it. So now that's done. We're going to go ahead and get straight into Stuffed. We are 88% through this book. So this is going to be the finale. We got to wrap this up, put a bow on it, send it off because it's long overdue. And that's my fault. So sorry. Sorry to keep you waiting. Okay, so chapter 16, Ori, and this is a kitten, personally my pet of choice. They're just so fuzzy-wuzzy. My aunt and I are at the animal rescue shelter picking out a pet. She's wanted one for a while, and I need company while she's at work, so we think a pet might be good for us. I'm not quite at the social level to venture into the world on my own for long periods of time yet, so I'm stuck at home without Anne during the day. I really don't mind. It's not as if that wasn't my reality for my entire existence prior to becoming a man. It would be nice to have another living being around, though, I will admit. I have a great urge to serve and care for Anne, as she's the whole reason I'm alive. Aww. I'm such a simp. When she's not around, it will be good to use some of that energy to take care of a being that was abandoned and needs it desperately. Oh, Ori. Here, you hold the kitty. Anne passes the wriggling kitten to me and I wrap it in my arms. It really is a wonderful creature, so soft and full of life. I scratch the top of its tiny gray head and it vibrates with a purr. My face cracks wide in a smile. The kitten needs my arm until its claws catches on my fabric and tears a small hole. Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay, yeah, it's all coming back to me now, okay. I don't bleed, but a small puff of feathers floats through the air. The kitten sits up to bat at them. I quickly hand the feline back to Anne, who looks around the room to make sure no one has seen what just happened. Thankfully, no one has. Well, perhaps we should get a hamster instead. Or a fish. I feel bad, crushing her kitten dreams. But Anne simply laughs. It's all right, Ori. I think fish are pretty cool, too. The next day, we finish setting up our goldfish. Anne goes to work. The sweet little swimmer was a great choice. It's a lovely fish, and we picked a great big tank, so it has a lot of room to swim around. So you got a huge tank and only one fish, give it a sibling. Me speaking for the fish, like if the fish might not just want the whole tank to itself, you know? Shark bait, woo-ha-ha. Okay, sorry. I thought about Finding Nemo. Okay, apparently the person who had the fish before us kept it in a tiny bowl, which is quite sad, so I'm glad to give it a new life. A knock on the door startles me, interrupting my enjoyment of Carl, which is what we named the fish. I open the door and find none other than the landlord, an absolute asshole. Oh yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, now I'm remembering that this is like unhinged, yeah. He's been bothering Anne about me staying at the apartment, so finally forced her to pay an extra fee for me to stay here. I have no idea what he wants now. Yes, James, I drawl. I've said 20 times now, it's Jimmy. I forgot that Ori was a little bit of a smartass, and I love that about him. Okay, I've said 20 times now, it's Jimmy. Just checking on the place, seeing you ain't got no more people staying here. He looks past me into the apartment. I assure you we have no one else here. Have a fine day now. I move to close the door, but Jimmy puts his croc-wearing foot in the way. Not so fast. I see you got a new pet now. That means a pet fee. That's a pet deposit plus pet rent each month. He grins as he scratches a sweaty armpit. Gonna need that right away, fancy boy. It's a fish, Jimmy. I'm sure you don't need all of that, I say through clenched teeth. Jimmy pushes past me into the apartment, and I can feel a hot rage burning in my chest. Well, if you got a fish, you might have something else. Let's see. You got a dog? A cat? Cat fee is extra, seeing as they stink up the place and all. That's rude. He starts to head toward the bedroom. Absolutely not. I take a step to follow him, but my leg gives out. Damn it. I haven't told Anne yet, but it appears I need to feed to keep up my life force. Those first times weren't enough. I need regular maintenance. I can't eat food, we've discovered, unfortunately, so that's no help. I need to drain life. Well, damn. I need to drain life. I've been carefully skimming tiny bits from rude people when we've gone out without telling Anne. But everyone... Okay, see, I can fuck with that because it's like, yeah. You know, get the bad people. I've been carefully skimming tiny bits from rude people when we've gone out without telling Anne, but everyone has been so pleasant lately. Fuck. I rub my leg until I can limp along enough behind the landlord. By this time, he's made it to Anne's room and is bent over, searching under her bed. I don't see no cap, but that don't mean you won't get one, so I'll be back soon, he says as he stands up. I grab him by his thick, sweaty throat. I don't believe you will, James. I don't believe you'll bother me or my precious Anne ever again. I begin to drain his life force slowly, relishing the feel of taking revenge on this parasite. I watch as he turns gray, feel my leg become stronger as he does. Before I am able to take all his life, I stop, letting go of his throat. He falls, but I catch his limp form. No, you won't be coming back, will you? I smile, pinching his sagging cheek. I love Ori. As I leave the apartment, I check to make sure the stairwell is empty, then carry James to the bottom of the stairs, where I leave him seated, drooling, propped carefully so he won't fall. Someone will find him eventually and take him somewhere safe, I'm sure. I return to the apartment and watch Carl again, happily swimming in his big tank. I feel a strange sensation on my wrist and lift my sleeve to see what's going on. Oh no. Flesh. Real flesh. It appears I took too much life force and started to become more man than pillow. This simply won't do. Anne won't like this one bit. I run to the bedroom and remove my clothes, checking in the mirror to see if any other parts of me have turned to flesh. Thankfully, there aren't any. I sigh in relief. When Anne returns, I carefully avoid letting her touch that particular area of my wrist. It will take a while for my life energy to fade down enough for that to go away, but I'm sure it will. For now, I'll just be careful she doesn't touch it. As for James, he was gone when she arrived, and no one came knocking at our door to ask any questions. Perfect. Darling, are you hungry? Do you want me to order you some tacos? Curry? I ask my sweet Anne. Listen, you offer me tacos, and amongst everything else that this motherfucker did. Baby, do you want to get married? I ask my sweet Anne as I rub her feet. She had a tough day at work, and I want to make... And foot rubs? I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. No. 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 She had a tough day at work, and I want to make sure she's as comfortable at home as she can be. Oh no, I'm good. I had some pizza at work for some dumb pizza party they threw as a bonus instead of actually giving us a raise, so I'm stuffed. My lip quirks up at the side. I lean back on... Oh, that's where they got the... Got it. Insider, pun intended, got it. My lip quirks up at the side. I lean back on our new pillow, one stuffed with artificial material. I don't trust feathers, and grin broadly at my Anne. Actually, I believe I'm the one that's stuffed. The sequel. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. So that was the ending of the book. What? What? Okay. That's it? Okay, well, listen, on the bright side, he drained the life out of that asshole landlord. I'm Team Ori, because Team Ori, first of all, there's a sequel, you know, apparently. It says it's called Double Stuffed, so, you know, maybe we can read that in the future. We'll see. But I would have liked a little more from this story, but you have to remember this is a novela, so it's like, it's short. It's supposed to be short. It's not supposed to be a very long book. But I'm Team Ori. Like, Ori has unconditional, undying devotion to Anne. She's the only, quotations, man she's ever been with. He can become anything that she wants physically. He can, as we know and remember, he can lengthen himself. He can shorten himself. You know, he can just become whatever she wants. And he's happy to do that. That's what he wants to do. So that's even better. And yes, does he need to drain people of their life force to stay, you know, in the state that he's in? Yes. But does he only do that to the bad people? Yes. And so therefore I can get on with that. Like I fuck with that because he's like, not a superhero, you know, but he's doing the Lord's work. So I'm not mad at that, but yeah, I guess there's a sequel and it's called Double Stuffed. I actually saw it on KU before, but I wasn't sure if it was to this specifically. I wonder what that's about. I'm kind of curious now. So yeah, that was the end of this book. I feel kind of weird that it just ended like that. Like I expected just a little bit more, but hey, he drained the asshole landlord that was like being really weird towards her. So can't be too mad at it. Anyway, thank you for listening to this. I hope that that was able to put, I don't control the story. Okay. So, but yeah, that there's the bow, there's the ribbon. It's tied up. We sent it off. We're going to move on to other books that are going to be just as fun, if not more fun, hopefully. I actually do have a list, just so you know. The things that I came across when I found this book and when I found Unhinged, I was like, oh yeah, I'm saving these for future reference. Some of them were wild. Like I thought that Unhinged with the door was wild, and then this, like the pillow aspect, I was like, this is crazy. But then I started seeing like some of the other recommendations and I was like, wow, this is a thing. Like there are very niche authors that write stories about like inanimate objects coming to life. Which I guess kind of makes sense because I think in either one of the previous readings of Stuffed or the previous readings of Unhinged, I mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, the show, I think it was on TLC or something, where there were like real life people falling in love with inanimate objects and marrying them and stuff. And you know, it's not everyone's thing, but who am I to judge? Who am I to sit here and be like, yo, don't love that thing. If you love it and it's not hurting anyone, You do you, I guess. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to this. Hopefully there will be some of the other ideas that I have that I'll read to you in the future. And again, thank you for still being here. Thank you for your patience, the support emotionally, mentally, financially. I appreciate your presence for however long it's here and for however long it's been here. And yeah. All right. Bye.